I think it's the fairest way possible for everybody, for the entire community and everyone concerned. As I said in the meeting, I would be born in Kittybegs, I'd be reared there. I have great faith in the well myself, as do all my family and everybody from the area and far and wide. And I suppose it was a difficult situation as well, whereby we had the industry saying that they needed some more room as well for to expand if they needed to. Now, I understand perfectly where both sides are coming from, and it took a while to try and analyse what the best possible outcome was going to be and the fairest outcome was going to be for everyone. That's why we introduced the independent hydrology report from a competent authority, and also obviously the archaeological reports would also have to be done anyway because of the history of the site. It will not come anywhere near the well. It'll be 85 to 90 metres away from the well. That's a protected zone, so it's in the archaeological complex within that area. So I'm satisfied that it is protected and we've got the best outcome for both.
Now, while the majority of councillors are backing you in that stance, there were a number of others, four I think, including John Campbell, who rejected the Plan B. What do you think about that?
I think that I can absolutely understand, you know, where they're coming from and where we're all coming from. It's a very, very difficult situation to be in. That pier was built there at that site a long time ago. It was $50 million of an investment into it. It's a beautiful area. However, the site itself now has been distorted and destroyed many way because when the planning was granted for at the site below that, it's actually intruded on the area anyway. So it's broken up the bank anyhow. It doesn't look, to me, it is of no value aesthetically to the town now. It's linked to the pier, whereas the other site that we talked about in the meeting, the one beside the fire station, will have a very good benefit to the area. It will be able to form part of a park and part of the archaeological complex. So one, let's just say, will substitute the other, and I think it'll be fair all round.